Rebecca Dykes works for the Los Padres National Forest in California. She has a lot of experience putting out fires, but not so much with starting them.
Which is really exciting because, I mean, you get, like, this is actually my first time burning in grasslands.
Dykes came to Arizona for the Workshop on Ecological Burning, or WEB, held this year at Heart Prairie Preserve north of Flagstaff. She wants to take what she learns here back to her forest in California.
You know, we have about 1.75 million acres of land that we manage, and we have one, maybe two, burn bosses to run these kind of prescriptions.
That shortfall in qualified burners is nationwide. In one research project, Courtney Schultz of Colorado State University interviewed land managers about the barriers to using prescribed fire. She expected them to talk about weather, smoke, and complicated regulations. But that's not what they focused on.
They would say it's more like getting together enough people to create a burn team or to have the funding to pull off your burns, and that those were their biggest challenges.
In the last two decades, the U.S. Forest Service's workforce has dropped by 45%. Prescribed burns are considered a valuable tool in land management, but their use in the western U.S. is flat or decreasing.
There's not a lot of incentives internally to get it done, and there are a lot of reasons not to do it.
One big reason? People are too busy fighting wildfires. More than half of the U.S. Forest Service's budget now goes to fire suppression. Federal agencies need to divert people to fight catastrophic fires, leaving few qualified staff free to do prescribed burns, which would help prevent those big fires from happening. Jeremy Bailey works for the Nature Conservancy.
If you look back at 2018, 2017, 2016, really the whole last decade, most of our southwestern firefighters have been in the Pacific Northwest or the Northern Rockies at this time of year. Now, this is a good time of year for us to be meeting our prescribed fire objectives, but a lot of our workforce is sent elsewhere.
The Nature Conservancy hosts the Workshop on Ecological Burning every few years. It brings together Nature Conservancy staff and state and federal employees from all over the country.
The workshop is focused on preparing future burn leaders or burn bosses and helping them improve their craft.
That's done with practical training, like clearing fire breaks, paired with classroom lessons in fire ecology. Emily Homan is one of the mentors.
And we'll also be teaching how to write a burn plan. And that's a lengthy document with 21 different sections that cover everything from the objectives and why we're burning, all the way to a contingency plan in case something goes wrong, and medical plans in case we have an injury.
On Heart Prairie, a Nature Conservancy preserve on the west side of the San Francisco Peaks, the trainees have the chance to put their burn plan into action. Mary Latta is a fire ecologist.
So they're waiting for the wind right now, as far as figuring out exactly where they want to put fire on the ground. For this fire,
you have a probability of ignition of 30.30.
That's really low.
All right, thanks.
So that means that if there's a spark that lands on the ground, there's a 30% chance that it would start up and running.
Latta says Heart Prairie used to burn naturally every decade or so, keeping the grasslands open and healthy. But now, little trees are sprouting up in the grass.
The preserve manager could not remember the last time this area burned.
Trainees in the workshop spray water down on a perimeter line and light a test fire with a drip torch.
Give no copy, test fire is a go.
Flames crackle through the brittle grass, leaving black char behind. Latta says in the spring, new, healthy growth will spring up from these ashes. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.